Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the first session on the third day of the Museums After Modernism Conference. I'm John O'Brien, and what you're seeing is half this morning's panel, which I will say something about in a moment. The title of the session is Case Studies in New Practices at the Boundary of Curating and Participation. It is a longish title, but each of the words, each of the dozen words in it has its significance and place. The curators who have been assembled for the panel have been chosen for their desire to engage with and in new possibilities for the practice of curating, Pat J. Terry. And the case studies they will talk about are instances of curation they have initiated with the cooperation of other groups and individuals. And those other groups are artists, artist organizations, even museums and galleries on occasion. As Judith Mastai often remarked, none of these groups constitute anything like a monolithic entity. The word participation should also have some force for those of us in this theater. Even in this theater, and Pache Veronica, who does lights, where the lights do not always go up as high as we would like, and I have an announcement here. It says, please don't ask for the lights to go up or down. We'll do it. And so there we are. But at one point, I have asked for, during the discussion period, for the fluorescent lights to come on, and they will flicker and be very untheatrical. And I said, well, we're untheatrical people. We're artists, art historians, educators, and others. What I really do want to do in this session is to make space, talking about participation, for the audience. Even though we are in a theater, I would like to think that it can be very much a place of intervention, opening up spaces for discussion, rather than simply happening here at the front. And to that end, we're going to organize the panel this way, this is in discussion with the panelists and others who are over here. Kitty Scott will speak first, Jim Drobnik and Jennifer Fisher will speak second, Melanie Fernandez will respond, and then there will be question and answers after these two, and then we will have a coffee break. And then the second tranche will come up and speak at that particular time. They have all told me they will stick very closely to their allotted times. So